A trade show going on right now offers a glimpse into the effort to rebuild Iraq. At this week's Rebuild Iraq show, companies are looking for business there. One of those entrepreneurs is Trevor Williams. He works for Diligence, a security company. Williams says more than 1,000 companies are at this trade show in Amman, Jordan, and their products include the most basic necessities.
Regional companies trying to sell them small products, you know, plastic bottles and pipes and cans and screws and bolts and ball bearings. And you've got larger companies trying to sell armored cars or technology or computers. There's a whole wealth of things. I mean, Iraq needs everything, so it's there for the prospecting companies.
And people bring samples of their goods in. You're walking down the passageway and there's an armored car sitting there, for example?
Most of the armored cars are outside, so they're outside with the prefabricated houses and the wood. There's lots of bare building materials, you know, plastic piping and roofing materials. I mean, very simple, basic building blocks.
Is it fair to say that almost anybody who is planning to do business inside Iraq is stopping by a booth like yours?
Security and logistics, they're the complete necessity in Iraq. You know, to even contemplate doing business in there without security is insane, and it all goes hand in hand.
What does it say that the Rebuild Iraq 2005 Business Expo is being held in Jordan?
It says that it's not permissive to hold it in Baghdad. And it says that if you were to hold it in Baghdad, no one would be able to go. I think they've tried to organize the Iraq Expo twice, and both times it's fallen in for security reasons, because there's not enough hotels and there's no facility and people wouldn't travel in. I mean, the people are arriving in Amman because it's a safe country and they want to do business in Baghdad, but they're just probably not there yet.
It was around this time last year that there were posters around Baghdad advertising a business expo, which then got postponed because of an uprising and other problems.
Yeah, I remember that. I mean, we were involved in that slightly, and to put 300 delegates in a downtown hotel in Baghdad is asking for trouble, and still at the moment it is, and probably for quite a few months more, you know, to have that sort of wealth of people in one place, it's a very big target.
So from your vantage point, how would you describe the Iraqi economy right now?
I think when insurgency is rife, people become overwhelmed by it, and they don't see light at the end of the tunnel. Prior to Christmas, when insurgency was at its highest level, it was quite a low in people's morale. But now, post-election and sort of post-Christmas, coming into the new year, the election's over with, there's definitely a real positive feel.
Just thinking about your clients, you've got companies that are on their way into Iraq and companies that are getting out of Iraq all the time. Do you see any trends there?
The companies that went in early, post-liberation, bunkered down in the international zone, and it was very difficult for them to do work outside. Everyone was working hard, everyone was frustrated, and they were waiting for this siege mentality to break. And that siege mentality is now broken. So the companies coming in general, it's the companies getting larger. The companies are actually starting to execute their projects, so they need more people in. So the companies are building themselves. As for new companies coming in, we haven't seen a wealth of new private companies coming in, you know, the private investment. We've seen a wealth of companies working for the procurement and contracting office and for the U.S. government and for USAID. And these companies are coming in now in numbers. We haven't really seen any private enterprises as yet.
Trevor Williams is director of operations for Diligence Security Group. That is one of the companies that is displaying its products, its wares, at the Rebuild Iraq 2005 Expo in Amman, Jordan. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.